This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that spends Friday nights sitting on the couch. In this April 29th interview, Amber speaks with Paris Hatcher of Georgians for Choice.
It's April 29th. This is Amber, and I'm here at the Georgians for Choice office with
Paris. I'm the co-executive director of Georgians for Choice, the statewide coalition for women's freedom.
So tell us a little more about what you do in that role.
Currently, Georgians for Choice is a small staff, and so Mia and I are both the co-executive directors. Georgians for Choice, as I mentioned, is a statewide coalition for women's freedom. We organize, educate, and network individuals and our member organizations around issues for reproductive justice in the state. And that's really kind of really dense what we do. To put it simply, we work with others to bring them in to build a movement for reproductive justice. And that term reproductive justice was coined by women of color organizations out of the history of the reproductive rights movement that has been ageist and racist and heterosexist and has had a lot of issues. And so reproductive justice is an opportunity for a holistic movement that brings different groups in and how we intersect and looking at the intersection of women's lives. So it's really exciting.
And how long have you been involved?
I've been involved with Georgians for Choice. I'm approaching 2 years, and I'm loving every minute of it.
What are some of your biggest accomplishments, or the organization's biggest accomplishments, have been in that time?
I think one definitely is hiring 2 young women of color as co-executive directors. Secondly, our programs are incredibly, they're just growing beyond words. The walk is continuing to grow with people and energy and impact. Our access project and our access guide is helping to educate more folks around reproductive health and justice. We're just getting more people in and building this movement in this really scary time in Georgia.
Do you do political lobbying, actually down at the Capitol?
What we do, which is really excellent, is that we do citizen lobbying. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a paid lobbyist, but we have this excellent way of connecting individuals like you and I to go down to the Capitol and lobby our elected officials around issues that matter the most for us. And so we have reproductive justice lobby days. And so we know that if we can pack the Capitol with as many people as possible, that it really makes an impact. Mm-hmm. And so it's really having people be a part of the movement and a part of the change.
And can you think of any particular instance where it's had a very big impact in policy?
Well, unfortunately, in the last 2 to 3 years, Georgia has become a red state controlled by ultra-conservatives who have very stringent and misogynistic ideas around women's bodies. However, our lobbying efforts have been successful in making dangerous legislation not so horrible. Mm-hmm. And so, but I know in years past, Georgians for Choice with coalition members have worked with providing contraception equity. So they weren't providing for birth control. Health insurance plans didn't have to provide. So Georgians for Choice, along with other members, were really active in making sure that coverage was possible.
Okay.
And so, but we're still believing that people absolutely have power. And then if we continue to lobby, if we continue to pack our capital with many folks, that it's really, really going to make a difference.
And your biggest event probably is the walk.
Biggest event.
And this was, 2007 was the third year, is that right?
It was. Actually, the way that it's worked is that it's the 5th year, including the National March as 1 year, where Georgians for Choice got a lot of folks there. They started off as Roe rallies, an anniversary of Roe versus Wade, and we're now in the 5th year of the walk. But you're right, the 3rd year on the level that it's occurred as we know it. It's really exciting. We have elected officials, speakers, performers, and folks, student activists, a broad range of activists who come down to the Capitol concerned about reproductive justice.
How many people showed up this year?
This year we had over 500 folks. It was definitely, it was really great energy, great folks. It wasn't as many as we hoped for, but it was unfortunately scheduled the same day of the ING marathon. So we got feedback that people had lots of issues with transportation getting down to the Capitol. And so this meeting that we're having today is debriefing and making sure that we know when the marathon's going to be and other events that are happening in Atlanta on that big day. So we had 500 really excited, pumped up people that made the day really great.
And for people who don't know, what all kinds of things happen on the day of the walk?
Excellent. Yeah, we have our member organizations come out and table. This year we had Jessica Caremore, who's a local spoken word artist, perform. We had Kelly Love Jones perform. Sonia Lee, who's an artist, performed. We have performers. We have music playing. There's tabling. So it's a community event. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that folks are coming down on an issue that's really serious and see this critical mass of other Georgians who care about this issue just as they do. They can find ways to get involved, resources. We do a one-mile walk around. Like, it's a protest. It's a march. Mm-hmm. It's a direct action around downtown. We just have a really good time. People get fired up. They are able to connect with other activists around the state. And so we have lots of things that are happening. You know, our elected officials, it's really an opportunity to hold them accountable to the promises that they've made to protect our health. And so it's really just a really like a fun day and an energizing day and a building day. So
I think that's good to make it a positive thing.
Right.
Rather, you know, this is what we're for rather than this is what we're against.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's really important that we start to look at it this way. Like, we are building this movement. We are for things. We have values. Mm-hmm. Instead of always being like, we are against this legislation. Like, what do we value? And that in truth, like, we really value community and family, freedom and justice. And mm-hmm. that was our theme for last year for the walk. And overwhelmingly, it just seems to resonate with the folks that are out there that's what we're doing this work for. And the reproductive justice model is really great because it helps us connect on multiple levels. So mm-hmm. reproductive rights really is closely connected to housing rights and housing inequality and the cuts to Peach Kids and birthing options such as being able to birth with a midwife the way that, you know, in a home birth. Mm-hmm. All the ways that those connect to this bigger movement. And so those are the folks who are out at the walk and are involved in the organizing process and hopefully will be out for 2008.
Was there anything that maybe has surprised you in terms of places where you've gotten support or not gotten support or anything like that?
Well, I think what's been really encouraging is that we have the walk always brings out a really strong like student youth base. Mm-hmm. And that is really exciting. And I, as a person who was really active on like their college campus and someone who's not kind of in the limbo between like adult and youth, really excited and encouraged by the passion and the dedication and the energy. I'm disappointed that a lot of our mainstream partners aren't up front in participating in the walk as they could be.
Right.
We are facing really big challenges here in Georgia, especially with the 2008 election coming, mm-hmm. knowing that they're going to ask for a constitutional amendment ban that would ban abortion, that we really, you know, coalition building is the way that we should be doing our work. We should be working together efficiently and strong, very strong. And so hopefully we can work better together. And that's the hope, that we could be in a place that we know that we're building a movement, not about individual organizational gain or glory, but right. about the well-being and the safety and the change we want to see here.
And in terms of working together, what kinds of things has Georgians for Choice done to reach out to people outside the metropolitan area?
Right. That actually is also one of my highlights from the walk. This year, we had like our first walk team from Savannah. I went down to Savannah in February. I had some contacts there, and we had a walk team from Savannah that came up this year. calling out to different college campuses. We have bigger teams from Athens and from Berea College this year, which is in Rome. We just had more of a reach. And so it really is going back to the basics of grassroots organizing, connecting with people, bringing them in, having meetings with them. And even though I work for Georgians for Choice, this is everyone's movement. Like people, this is like your movement, like get involved. We love our volunteers. We love the people who come to the walk. Like we really keep them in the loop. And so we really just, you know, making those phone calls, building those personal relationships, and having folks feel connected to the work that's happening.
I think that's been my experience with any type of volunteer work and things that I've done, is when people feel like they actually have a relationship and
right.
a personal connection, you know, not that we just care about you as a number.
Right.
Then they actually start to really take ownership of things and
exactly.
make it their own.
And that's what it is. I mean, it's sustaining people, encouraging them to bring themselves, like all of themselves. So, you know, someone may have an awesome talent for art, they may have this, like really having people being involved fully and taking ownership, like you said. I think that's really, really important. I think the way that leadership has looked is that there's this one leader and we're just like these other people, but really we're developing leaders, developing folks who like this work, who need this work, and it's just, it's great. And I think we are presenting a unique opportunity that's out there for folks. It's like basic grassroots organizing, that people, it's about people power and collective action.
Before we started recording, we were talking and you mentioned a technology project
right.
that's trying to get underway. What kind of things are going to happen with that?
Well, ideally, Georgians for Choice, we're really small. And with that, we don't have a lot of technology upgrades. So we haven't bought new computers in numerous years, and so a new computer could do so much for us, but along with that, we want to incorporate podcasting and video casting and that type of technology to help with outreach so that more people can be able to connect with us, see the work that we're doing. We have task force meetings. We have an abortion provider task force. We have an emergency contraception task force. We have a student youth task force. And they're meeting all around the state without being able to kind of see each other or like hear each other's voices or put a face to who's doing what.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to like bridge that, like that divide that's there, and be able to introduce us to more people and increase the way that we get out there, as well as create guides for people who are interested in podcasting or to have people document reproductive justice in their lives. And it would be great at one point in time if we could get enough equipment to loan out to people so they could document it themselves, and so that we could, you know, there would be no barrier. They could record it, they can do it themselves, and they can get it back to us, and then we can just spread it all around. So hopefully we've asked for small seed fund to get some, like, digital recorders and even, like, a better conference call system so that we can communicate better with folks. And just really, we're really working about outreach and getting folks involved. It's really become apparent with our Kroger campaign when we found out that this woman was refused. She contacted us that Kroger wasn't giving her EC, that this is an issue that's impacting rural women more than women that are in Metro Atlanta. So if we could have had like recorders of women around the state asking their rural pharmacists for EC, the documentation of that would have been really powerful and empowering at the same time. So,
and in terms of documenting it, have you thought at all about using blogging as a way? It doesn't require as much of a equipment overhead.
Right. We start, and I think it has a lot to do with like our personal workload and and yet again, and also like we're not the most technologically savvy. And so for the walk website, we have a walk blog where people were saying why they walked. And we collected many, many responses that were really excellent, like why they walked. They were really powerful and wanting to create that as a way to just dialogue with people. And so hopefully, you know, if there's someone out there who would be interested in, you know, how we could integrate a blog into our work, that
we
would
might
be
know a few
dynamic.
People. Just maybe.
That would be dynamic. That would be really great.
Mm-hmm. Because then people can share the personal stories of how these things have actually affected their lives rather than it being in an abstract.
Right, exactly. I think what the antis have done so well in the work that they've been doing is that they have visuals for
right.
They have visuals. They have people, they have voices. And so that's what we would like. We want visuals and people mm-hmm. and voices to talk about why this is so important to them, to take the stigma away, to be empowering and uplifting. And I think that would help a lot. It would help a lot.
Well, do you have any final thoughts?
Well, absolutely, folks should get involved and volunteer. Our website is georgiansforchoice.org. I sincerely mean that we are run by our volunteers. And so folks who have an idea or want to come be a part, absolutely more than welcomed. We're getting ready for the 2008 walk, and we're also getting ready for a very tough legislative session. So mm-hmm. people need to stay involved, and you know, we need to hit the ground running.
The song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on Magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.